Hey everyone, welcome to Three Guys One Up. I am Keith. I'm sitting here with Spencer and David.
Hey guys.
And we're here to talk about some video games and shit. First, I wanted to start off by dishing out a big old fuck you to Spencer for getting me back into the WoW groove. You dangled that crack pipe right in front of a crackhead, and now I am stuck.
Yeah, I apologize for that. It's been 12 years since I played World of Warcraft. I quit at like, I want to say I had my main up to like 74 during Wrath of the Lich King, and then it just kind of fell out of favor and stopped playing it. And we were talking about MMOs and stuff, and I got that itch. I was like, you know, maybe this will be the time I actually download it and start playing again. And sure enough, here we go.
Yeah, I guess I got to redirect some of that fuck you over to Amazon Games for delaying New World again. We'll talk about that a bit more later, but that went from coming out next month to coming out next year. And yeah, I was feeling that same MMO itch. So once you said you were going to re-download WoW, it gave me the itch again as well. And now I'm balls deep.
Yeah, same. It's been crazy. Like there's been like five expansions that have come out since the last time I played. So it's completely new to me again. Like I completely forgot what about hearing about Cataclysm. Like the Barrens has this big giant fucking gash in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's not even near the same game that you were used to. When was the last time you played this, David? When was the last time you were WoWing?
I remember I picked up Cata. I skipped over Mists of Pandaria, but I did pick up... Shit, I can't even remember the expansion name. What was the one where we went back to the...
Warlords of Draenor.
That's the last time that I played.
Yeah, WoD was interesting. It was definitely not my favorite expansion by any means. That's kind of where we saw the turn from as big of a community-based game as it was. Warlords of Draenor, WoD kind of threw you into your garrison to do things on your own. You know, this was coming from Wrath, where Dalaran was the main hub for everybody. And TBC, you had Shattrath, like, which was the same thing. So Horde and allies, and you're seeing your community around you. You're seeing the raid gear, the mounts and stuff like that. And WoD kind of took all that away by not having that central hub and just kind of forcing everybody into their own little hovel, their own phased world for themselves. And that really kind of sucked. Like, the expansion itself was okay. They had some good ideas about it, but WoD was tough to get through because it just was not as much of a community.
The introvert in me didn't dislike the garrisons, but I do agree with you more than the introvert in me. It that Dalaran especially, I mean, it's just a magical place to be sometimes. Everybody showing off their mounts, you know, showing off their new gear, just bullshitting around the auction house. That's what made WoW. You know, back in the day it was Orgrimmar and Stormwind where everybody was screwing around and showing off their shit, and then Dalaran was just better because it was both factions there.
Yeah, Dalaran, that was a lot of fun. Getting your flying mount and just like soaring around. Yeah, that brings back good memories.
Yeah.
But like I remember what was the back in 60, like OG WoW, where Dalaran was
just
like
outside
on the map. Yeah, it was like a giant like
it was, yeah, it was across it. It was
like a big force field.
Yeah, it was across the lake from Lordaeron.
That's right. Yeah.
Over by Silverpine, kind of by what is it? Arathi Highlands? Is that what that?
Yeah, I think it's Arathi Highlands. That sounds right.
Yeah.
But I'm not even that far on my new character, so who knows? I could be completely wrong.
Well, and I was just literally explaining to you that you don't even have to conform to your same route that you're used to. Like, you're going through Northern and Southern Barrens, and you could skip right over that crapshoot. There's really no need to be there.
I need to nerd complain for a second here. in the World of Warcraft movie, Dalaran was already floating back when... Damn it, what's the wizard's name?
Medivh.
Like, and all that shit was going down. And it's like, hey, that's not supposed to happen yet. But anyway. That's like my only complaint with that movie. I really liked it.
They talked about doing that, and they did it strictly for the cool factor. You know, Dalaran is a cool place, even on the ground.
That's for sure.
You make that giant floating city, and it adds to the cinema experience. I love that.
Well,
it was great.
Don't fuck with nerds and their beloved lore, because it will not end well. There will be a lot of bitching and other just unpleasantness, I suppose.
Well, and once we get a PC up and running for you, you're probably going to hop on that WoW train with us. I don't know. I kind of expect us to be talking about WoW for the next handful of weeks. It's gonna suck us in. And Shadowlands right around the corner, you know, it's going to be...
Yeah, we don't have a release date on that yet, right?
I think it's supposed to be October, but I don't know if we have a for sure date yet.
Nothing official at the moment.
Yeah.
They just released like what comes with the collector's edition and stuff.
Yeah, and you can pre-order now. I'm not going to do that. I've not pre-ordered a game and I don't even know how long. So
yeah,
I don't need all the collector's shit. I have so many mounts and bullshit in that game anyway. It's not like I actually need extra extras.
Right.
So I just Googled Shadowlands release date and it says July 9th. Obviously that's not
right. I think they were having some testing and stuff happen this past month and this month, where if you do pre-order, you can get in on some of the, I don't know if it's alpha or beta or whatever they're calling it, but I think they were having players kind of hop in on some of that.
So, okay, I actually opened up this article, but that seems to, the July 9th date seems to be Google screwing up. July 9th is when this Collider article was published. They're just saying fall 2020, but in the latest devs update, they've committed to a fall 2020 release, even if they have to ship it from their homes themselves.
Yeah, that I'm really expecting October. I think they're going to want to about beat out some of these other big games that are dropping in October and November. You know, Assassin's Creed just got a date, November 17th. And Cyberpunk, we're all looking forward to that on November 19th. If it doesn't get pushed back again, I don't think it will, but, you know, anything can happen.
Man, Assassin's Creed looks great.
It does. It looks really cool. And it's going to have a lot more Odyssey to it, I believe, rather than going farther back than that. Did you guys play Odyssey? Some of the like mechanics were a bit different and stuff, and I actually really liked it. I thought it flowed really well.
No, I haven't gotten around to Odyssey because I was so disappointed with Origins.
Yeah, Odyssey is definitely better. I recommend playing it if you are able to. It's a really cool game, and I feel like Valhalla is going to take a lot more leaves out of that book than any of the others. I think they're going to really hammer on that same note rather than try too many new things and kind of fuck themselves again, because they've done that a couple of times. There's been some really bad Assassin's Creed game.
That's for sure.
Yeah, they've been kind of hit or miss. Some of the best ones are really good to this day. Like Black Flag was fucking great.
Black Flag was fantastic. Yeah. Black Flag 2 was two. Great.
What was the Colonial American one?
Three.
Yeah. I think that one didn't get as great a reviews as some of the others, but I don't remember it being absolutely terrible.
Wasn't that the first one that like kind of ventured out of like the city and became a little more, like a lot of it took place in more rural environment?
Yeah, because you are in Colonial America, there was a lot more frontier-ish terrain that you were kind of roaming around.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I was always a big fan of 2 and Brotherhood and stuff, where you got, you know, where you're like these giant like ancient Italian cities and stuff, you get to scale up as high as you can, and yeah, so I understand like the shock of going to, you know, that more countryside.
Yeah, and 2 was just mind-blowing for its time. So when they came out with 3, I think they were expecting something a little more mind-blowing in that same way, but it was a bit different, you know, like you said, being a little more open than it was before.
Right.
But really looking forward to that game. Really looking forward to Cyberpunk. Those are, as of right now, November releases, so WoW's got to really push something. Not like they're going to lose too many of their player base. They've held on to their player base for so long.
Yeah, no kidding.
They kind of fall in and out every once in a while. I think Battle for Azeroth was not as well received. It definitely by me. I didn't receive it as well as I wanted to. I remember seeing the announcement to it and everything, and it looked like the WoW that I really wanted to play, and they just did some weird shit with it. The RNG is bad. They just overdid that. The Hello Kitty Island adventures are bad. They're not very fun. They just did some really funky stuff, along with doing some cool stuff with the allied races. The zones were fucking incredible. Like, that was one thing they nailed were the new zones. But it just, a lot of the mechanics, a lot of the gameplay was okay, but the actual like gearing up and stuff like that just started to fall short.
Yeah. It's like that was kind of a big issue.
Well, it looks like we might have lost David. His internet is running out again. We're recording remotely, so sometimes this is going to happen. So it looks like this might be a two guys one up episode.
It's a little more original, a little closer to the source material.
But yeah, that's okay.
What did he bring to the conversation anyway?
I don't want to listen to his stupid voice. A couple of games I wanted to talk about coming up. You know, August isn't looking like a great one. I was really looking forward to New World. We both were, and that's again why we started playing some World of Warcraft. MMO was really something we were wanting to get into. So I'm pretty bummed about missing out on New World.
They pushed us to, what is it, summer next year or spring or something like that?
Spring 2021, yeah. Okay. So
yeah, I mean, we'll get there. It's not, you know, we got plenty of WoW in the meantime, I suppose.
And this one wasn't like, it was going to be I gotta give this game a try. It wasn't something like I knew I was gonna dump the next 6 months of my life into this game. It's still up in the air. They pushed it back so long because I guess people fucking hate the alpha. It's just not fun. In a lot of ways, they're getting a lot of bad responses from people playing the alpha. So they are changing a lot of the game, and hopefully it's for the best.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get there. Like I said, I was so looking forward to it just because, you know, World of Warcraft is great. It's rubbing that nostalgia itch really well, but man, the graphics are dated.
Yeah, and they've even done updated graphics, you know, but it's still WoW, you know. And after playing that for so long, and I've played for years and years, even after you said you stopped playing, I played most of the expansions at least partway through, you know.
Right.
I tend to get a max level character in there most of the time, and it's still just WoW. No matter how much you update the graphics, and it is looking really good. A lot of the character models look really good. A lot of the enemy models look really good, but it's still WoW. And this one was something completely different and still in that MMO. And I was really looking forward to just getting into like that 1700s America's setting, you know?
Yeah, something new.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we gotta wait, but hopefully that means we are going to see a really good finished product. For everybody that was signed up for the beta that was supposed to play on the 23rd of July, we now know that you won't be able to do that, but I think you will be able to play the alpha in its current state for a certain amount of time, like a week or two, instead of being able to play their full beta since they're pushing it back so far.
Well, I mean, that's what you get for letting them borrow your money for the next 8 months while you're waiting for a finished game to come out.
Yeah, again, just do not
pre-order.
Oh, look, we got ourselves a David back.
We didn't talk too much shit while you were away.
Only a little
goddamn
bit.
Internet.
But yeah, don't pre-order because shit like this happens all the time. And people are all now up in arms about that too. Like, well, I pre-ordered so I could play beta. Well, don't fucking do that.
Well, that was your fault.
Yeah, learn a lesson. Fucking dogs learn faster than some people, man.
Yeah, well, it's a big bummer that we're not seeing this next month. I do hope that means we get a better game in the future. But since that's not coming out in August, I think there's like a UFC game coming out in August. There's really not much coming out in the way of things I've got to play. But September, we're seeing a few things that I'm pretty excited about. One of them was Marvel Avengers was coming out in September. And I know
that one I'm really excited about. Marvel Avengers looks really good.
It does.
I hope it's big and open and sandboxy, and you get to play out every superhero fantasy that you can.
I hope so, too, because it kind of gives off that vibe in the trailers that we've seen, but we still don't know too much about it. But another thing, besides the sandboxy feel that I'm hoping for, that I'm really excited for, that I'm pretty sure they're going to deliver something great, is the story. This is going to be a really cool Avengers story, and I'm excited to play it out.
I did hear that it's more story-based than it is, like, open world sandbox game.
Yeah.
I was basically reading, you know, don't expect it to be, you know, like the Avengers version of
Skyrim,
the PlayStation Spider-Man. Yeah. That it's going to be far more story based, far more like mission oriented, like guide you through kind of a thing.
And that's okay. I'm still fine with that, especially because, like I said, I know they're going to deliver a damn good story. A lot of these Marvel games end up just making a story that even has some good replay value. So we'll see how this one goes. I'm pretty excited to see that one come out. Another one in September is one I know Spencer's really excited for, is Mafia. The definitive edition is coming out at the end of September.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that super hard. Like, as soon as I learned that these were like full rebuilds of the game, like ground up remakes, and not, you know, just slapping a new coat of paint on it.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do some amazing things with these games, because Mafia 2 was so much fun.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it too. This will be a really cool game to get back into. You know, I haven't played Mafia and I don't even remember how long. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Just looking back through this list, trying to find a reason to be excited for August. And something that I think we missed, that's when the next Baldur's Gate's coming out. Have you guys seen anything beyond that really amazing looking cinema? Oh, damn it, what's up?
Cinematic.
That's the one. That's the one.
I have not. I have not. I've never actually sat down and played a Baldur's Gate game. I know you've been a big fan of them, right?
I haven't played them before, but I mean, I think that was just because I was a little bit young for the first one. I know I was, but just looking at what I have looked at this new one, it looks really good. I mean, that Mind Flayer just looks awesome in that trailer, but like I said, that's not going to be very representative of the gameplay.
Yeah, I don't know. I know very little about that game, so I know the trailer you're talking about, it does look cool, but I haven't heard much else other than that. Another big one though that I am excited for is another remake, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. Did you guys ever play fucking Tony Hawk?
Dude, I put more hours into those video games in fucking elementary, middle school, early high school. Oh my god.
I mean, the score alone, the way my musical taste developed after playing Tony Hawk's 1 and 2, you know?
Seriously, I hope they have the original soundtracks on those games.
I've got to assume that they're going to, and it's just going to be just full-blown nostalgia. Hopefully they don't change the games too much to make it feel too much like a Skate or something. Not that that's bad. Like, I think Skate, those are great games. I really like Skate, but I want it to be kind of the off-the-wall Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, where you can do just massive, massive air and spin forever, holding that Christ air for fucking 2 minutes straight. Like,
Looks like the soundtrack, they got every song except for 5.
Oh, interesting.
So it's going to be missing Psycho Vision by Suicidal Tendencies, Committed by Unsane, Bring the Noise by Anthrax and Chuck D.
Damn it.
B-Boy Document 99 by The High and Mighty, and Out with the Old by Alley Life. So those 5 are not going to be on.
What do you think the odds are that we see a Spider-Man skin, given the copyright changing of hands and
bro, I just want Darth Maul.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, that was 3, though, I think.
Yeah, after that, after September, we're looking at Star Wars Squadrons in October. Hopefully that doesn't get pushed back. And one that we shouldn't get too excited for is Watch Dogs Legion. But, man, I've seen a couple of gameplay trailers of this, and God, I hope they get Watch Dogs right this time. Watch Dogs has such potential through 1 and 2. I think 2 did get better, but 1 I heard was just flat as fuck. And Legion looked
straight garbage, man. I hated it. Yeah. So hard.
But Legion looks great, though. Have you seen the trailers and stuff for Legion?
I haven't seen any trailers, but I've been talking to a few people. I've heard, you know, a little bit of rumors and talk going around about how you can recruit grannies and shit to be on your team of elite hackers.
Yeah, supposedly literally any NPC in the game you can recruit to your team. You can hack and recruit and get, they all have their own skill sets and stuff, and you can find anybody on the streets that you want to join up with and bring them on. So they've got some really cool stuff happening. Hopefully it's not as big of a flop as the first one is, because that was really bad. But I don't know what October means for me is Squadrons. I'm going to be playing the shit out of that game.
Yeah, that one's going to be fantastic.
Watch Dogs was the last game that I pre-ordered.
Oof.
Oh,
Watch Dogs is the reason that I refuse to pre-order.
Ubisoft will burn you hard, too. They lost a couple of their execs, I think, to some sexual allegations, I believe. Don't quote me exactly on that. I know there was some legal or some allegations that they were facing, and they had to drop like 2 or 3 of their execs, I think. It wasn't just one guy. So
yeah, I was reading about that. Some pretty big accusations came down. I don't know that they were all that public, but man, the firings were pretty public.
Yeah, they made sure to get on top of the media, knowing that we don't have these people working for us anymore. So
right.
I don't know what that means for Ubisoft. Hopefully it's good things, because God, they can be so fucking shitty sometimes.
I think that I put Activision at the peak of gaming shittiness, but Ubisoft is giving them a run for that position.
Yeah, man, they're up there.
Yeah, they know how to fuck up a game. All right, so moving on from that, what else have you guys got?
You know, we had that really good Far Cry 6 trailer drop today.
Oh yeah, definitely. That was quite the video to behold. You know, that Far Cry is known for putting out some really good trailers, but this cinematic was really fucking good. It makes me excited for 6. Did you guys play Far Cry? Did you ever play any Far Cry, David?
Yeah, I 100%ed Far Cry Primal. I think that one was my favorite.
Primal, honestly. Nice. That Far was a lot of fun. Primal was
really good. Yeah. I loved that game.
I thought Far Cry 5 was top notch. I got so much enjoyment out of that game.
It was one of the best games of that year for sure. 5 was, it had the scale, it had the mechanics, it had the story. 5 was just a great all-around game. It was really, really fun.
It reminded me a lot of Just Cause 3. Like,
just
a little more grounded in reality. Not too much, but a little.
I could see where you're coming from with that. I can agree with that for sure.
Like, it had that open world. Like, everything felt accessible, very easy to get to. It didn't take itself too terribly seriously. It was just flat out fun.
This trailer for 6, that whole monologue by Giancarlo Esposito was, they craft very interesting, very intriguing villains, and just that monologue told me that, gave me some sort of hint of that they did, that they did it again. You know,
right?
I think.
Well, talk about somebody that can dish out a villain character better than the rest. Gustavo Fring is one of the best villains to ever be on TV. We just had him in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, Moff Gideon.
And he was just coming into being a badass villain. You know, he was the top dog for sure, but at the very end of Mandalorian, we get to see some... I'm not going to spoil anything, but...
Oh, let's spoil it. You haven't watched it by... That show has been out almost a year.
It's true. It is true. You should watch that shit, but he is going to be not just... the top dog, but a badass villain, you know, Vader.
When he pulls out, say it, when he pulls out that fucking Darksaber.
Darksaber. Oh, and now he was hinting at being a force sensitive character in one of his interviews recently, I think, in for Mandalorian 2.
Huh.
So maybe that's not like a full blown Sith, but I think he was dropping some hints to being at least a bit force sensitive, which I'm fucking pumped. This is a great show. And
yeah. The Mandalorian's pretty amazing. That's a fantastic addition to the Star Wars universe.
Getting typecast as the villain that he's typecast as is not really a bad thing because he's just so fucking good at it. He's so entertaining to watch. He's got that perfect deadpan stare that with the... His silence means as much as the words that he's saying. He's such a good villain. So yeah, if you haven't checked out the Far Cry 6 trailer, definitely watch it. It is worth a watch. If you've never played a Far Cry game, go back and take a look at some of them. Like we said, 5 was really good. I remember playing 3, and 3 was really fun as well.
Yeah, honestly, just take a pick. They're all really good.
Yeah.
I think they were talking a February release date.
Yeah, so we should get that on our next gen systems and for PC2 as well. Not PC2, but PC as well.
When does PC2 come out?
I was just gonna say that.
We've been sitting on PC1 for like 50 years.
I know, I'm tired of PC1. So yeah, other than that, I'm pretty excited for the next couple of months coming up, but I'm also just really excited to ham out on some WoW for right now. I really want to get David on there. I am going to issue another big fuck you to Spencer. That's just going to be the name of this episode probably, because he's already level 20 something. We haven't even run a dungeon together. What's going on, man?
What, yeah, you don't, we got to get on that.
You don't want to run a dungeon with your boy or what? No, I'm excited.
Don't worry. We got all week.
Yeah, you still planning on going resto? You made a shaman, yeah?
Yeah, I've got a shaman. And he's resto right now, but man, like I said, it's been so long. I might just switch him up and see how it feels to go enhancement or elemental for a little bit.
Enhancement is a ton of fun in its current state. I really like it, but I was just playing one of my alts earlier today. One of my alts is a shaman, and he is resto as well, but I switched over to Ellie just to do some quests, and Ellie's a fuck ton of fun too. I'm surprised coming back to this, and I guess I should have remembered this, but your healers are extremely capable in this one. Leveling as a healer, you don't feel nearly as handicapped as you once were.
Really?
Yeah, because I got through my late 40s, early 50s as resto just earlier today on my shaman, and I'm blowing things up just like a couple hits. I am full heirloomed out, so
sure
that has an effect, but I feel way overpowered with my spells still, which is fucking great. I love that. I hate having to grind just because you're a tank or just because you're a healer. It makes the process of questing so painful. I guess the instant cues for dungeons makes up for it a bit.
Yeah, that's all new to me.
I think I might make a tank just to level up through with you guys playing. And you're planning on getting on, David. What do you think you're going to make when you get on?
I'll probably do that thing that I do every time I play WoW and play a character up to 40 or 50 and then get distracted with my alt. Yeah. And then just rinse and repeat until I've got one of each class.
Yeah, I'm an altaholic. Right now, I'm having a really tough time deciding what I want to play. I was on my shaman today. I was on a warrior and a paladin and a monk the couple of days before, just kind of trying out like what flavor of an alt I want to play this time. Because when Shadowlands drops, I'm probably just going to get back on my priest. I have a special place in my heart for priest, especially discipline. It's just my preferred class, and I love priests. I love priest heals for PvP, for PvE. It's just too fun, and I'm probably just going to go discipline when Shadowlands hits.
Yeah, good call. Do it.
Yep, definitely. So yeah, I think that covers all of our bases. That's some of the upcoming games that we have coming out. That's what we're all doing. What have you been playing recently, David? We all know we've been playing WoW, me and Spencer. What have you been gaming on? You still doing the Hellblade thing, or you give up on that?
I haven't had any time this week. I've been working my ass off this week. I haven't gotten much gaming time in. I played a couple games of Arena, but that and shitty phone games. Hey, you know what? No. There is one phone game that I do want to plug a little bit. The Battle for Polytopia is not a shitty phone game. That's a really good phone game that I play all the time. If you want a sort of dumbed down version of Civ, check out the Battle for Polytopia, because just as developers, they are very attentive to their community. They're constantly releasing new content for the game, and you know, you don't have to pay anything for it if you don't want to. So it's a good game.
Yeah, the paid stuff is pretty cheap for one, and it's not necessary to you playing the game. You can definitely go without it. I haven't paid any money into it, and it's a really fun game. I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. It's an easy way to waste a little bit of time while you're waiting in a waiting room or something like that at the dentist, whatever the fuck, if COVID allows. And or you can waste like a good hour and a half on it if you're laying in bed and not quite ready to fall asleep. It's that kind of game where you could just pick up and throw a couple of moves in there and come back to it later and finish up your game, or just power through a couple of games. It's pretty addicting.
But yeah, other than that, it's been a busy week.
Yeah, I hear you. I know what you talk about there. And I've got a busy week coming up, and I'm going to have to really manage my time for some WoW time.
Just neglect your wife.
Yeah, that's already happened.
Recipe for success.
She's real happy about it. I had to talk her into the subscription. And yeah, she definitely sees that $15 a month as me paying to not spend time with her. So I'm really having to be very cautious about how I go about my playtime.
Slip some Benadryl in her drinks and then have all the time that you want.
I would like to take this time to say none of us at Three Guys One Up condone drugging anybody's drinks at any time. That is,
I mean, if you're gonna do it though, at least do it for something benign, like so you can play video games.
that's probably the best reason to do it.
Like, don't do it. But if you're gonna, be responsible about it.
Oh, but right. Don't do it. One last thing that I've got that I want to talk about is our website. We have our website up and running. It is 3guys1up.com. That's the number 3, GUYS, the number 1, UP.com. Come visit us. We've got our whole network up there, which is only 2 shows right now, but we have more stuff planned. So go ahead and visit the website. Give us each a follow on Twitter. I'm at Jesus1Up. That's HEZOOS1Up.
I am Spencer _ 3G1Up.
And I am at Spurgling.
And yeah, give us each a follow. We got our Facebook up and running as well. Just look for 3Guys1Up Podcast Network. You'll find us on there. Come check out our website again. and again, just keep going to the website to give us some hits.
It might change.
It might change. It might have changed just now. You don't know. Also, if you like the music on Three Guys One Up podcast, go over to SoundCloud and check out my buddy Sans Visage. He's got a bunch of cool music on there. We'd really appreciate that.
Don't forget to check out our other show, Weekend Watch, also on the Three Guys One Up podcast network.
You can find that on the website too. Again, another reason to visit. That might change too. We might have another episode the day after this episode airs. We will definitely have an episode of that the day after this episode.
We're really bad at wrapping this up today.
We are really bad at it. So I'm just going to shut the fuck up and say see you next week. Have a good one, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.